Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting second, the center fielder, Darrell Thomas. Batting third, the third baseman, Vic Harris. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Gary Thomason. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Randy Elliott. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Knepper. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle takes first base on ball four. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan bunts towards first. Thomason scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milan for the out. Randle moves to second. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns takes first base on ball four. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark, who is chasing the ball. Flynn reaches third base with a triple. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack takes first base on ball four. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mazzilli, who is chasing the ball. Clark reaches third base with a triple. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-0 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Milan moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Milan moves to third. Henderson moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milan scores. Henderson moves to third. Stearns moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Giants, 1. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-1 in the game. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. Stearns tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Mets. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stearns scores. Milner moves to second. It's 3-1, Mets. Charlie Williams now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Mazzilli moves to second. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Matlack hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock pinch hits for Charlie Williams. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randall. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Randall steals second. Joel Youngblood pinch runs for Lenny Randall. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milan for the out. Youngblood moves to third. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Youngblood scores. It's 4-1, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Stearns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Elliott. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 5-1, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milner is walked intentionally. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaver low covering, for the out. Stearns moves to third. Milner moves to second. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mozzilli is walked intentionally. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing third base. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomason hits a pop-up towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matlack strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to third. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill pinch hits for Dave Heberlow. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a pop-up towards third. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vail strikes out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mozilli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Paul Siebert now pitching. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to third. Harris moves to second. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Stearns for a passed ball. Andrews scores. Harris moves to third. Clark moves to second. It's 5-2, Mets. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomason strikes out. Two outs. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozilli. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. Clark scores. It's 5-4, Mets. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Rick Baldwin. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flynn moves to second. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Milan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flynn scores. Youngblood moves to third. It's 6-4, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner moves to third. Vale moves to second. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mozzilli is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Flynn is walked intentionally. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lavelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Milan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-to-4, Mets. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Henderson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stearns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomason hits a pop-up towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.